Chuck Pagano finding a number of ways to be a part of this event last year through the unique kind of success and touching success he had last year. Was one of the co-coaches of the year, and now is going to be the presenter for the AFC Defensive Player of the Year, Robert Mathis. And a couple of things about Coach that you may get a glimpse at on the sideline on Sundays or after the game when you're watching a post-game news conference. There is a genuine, sincere, positive energy with everything he does. You don't have to be a Colts fan, just like you didn't have to be a Ravens fan when he's in Baltimore. It's hard not to be a Chuck Pagano fan. And I'm excited he's a part of this evening, and he'll be presenting the AFC Defensive Player of the Year, Robert Mathis. So, Coach, come on up.
Many thanks to everybody at the one-on-one committee. You guys do a fabulous job. Again, wasn't able to be here last year. Obviously, Bruce Arians was here, and it was a great honor that we both take great pride in, and I'm very humbled and feel like it's a privilege, obviously, to be here. When I first got the job in Indy in 2012, my first priorities was the guy sitting over here to my right, Robert Mathis, was not under contract. So after many of the things that come across your desk, I mean, when you first get to the job, one of the first things I did was reach out to Robert. And I don't know, how long did it take, Rob? It took a while. It took some coaxing. But it speaks to, we all know Robert Mathis, the football player. His resume speaks for itself. But what you don't know, maybe some of you do know, I know many people around the league, I got to watch this guy from afar, and now it's an honor and privilege to be on the same sideline and to be able to be around this guy and coach this guy. And there's not a better person, better human being, father, husband, mentor. He's everything that you're looking for in a football player. He loves the game of football. He plays with great passion and energy. I think we all know that. And for him to take, what I call a leap of faith when, where everybody had us, when we took over, rookie head coach, rookie quarterback, rookie GM, place blown up, whatever. They didn't think we were going to do much, but it was guys like Robert that jumped in, took a leap of faith, and said, okay, after a lot of coaxing and a lot of film, a lot of talking about going from a 4-3 where he had his hand in the dirt for a long, long time and just getting after the quarterback every snap and talking about playing Sam Backer and, dropping into coverage and playing quarters and dropping off at who becomes two or all this stuff. Coach Reed and Ron, you know what I'm talking about, right? But he took a leap of faith, and it is truly a privilege and honor to be here and present Robert Mathis.
A lot of people that know me know I'm not real big on words, just – thankful for the opportunity. First off, thankful to God Almighty. Without him, nothing is possible. My mom, she's sick, but she's here in my heart. My wife, she support 100%. Bleed blue, so it didn't take much coaxing. So I just had to make him sweat a little. So thankful to the one-on-one. I cherish this award, and go Colts.